Welcome back to Chit Chat with Alley Cat. I'm your host, Alley Cat, and today I'm here with Moza Ward. They are a play priestess and twerk fairy who magically believes that our bodies hold untold stories and stories that deserve reclamation. Welcome, Momo. Like, welcome back. Welcome back. I know. Oh my gosh. I was reflecting on the last episode that we did on compassion and how that last time we actually had to re-record the whole episode. Like, we recorded the episode. I don't know what happened with my iPad recording. Gone. Like, it was just gone. And I just appreciate how we were able to be like, all right, and we're going to run it back. That first episode was for us, and the second one was for everyone else. Thank you so much for being here. I know you, like, we both went back and listened to it. Like, was there anything that you were like, oh my gosh, or like, we did that, it's 2020, right?
Yeah.
So it's like years have passed.
Yeah,
December.
Back in the museum, back in Vallejo.
Yes.
That episode, I was like, I'm gonna be a therapist. And your boy is on that journey as we speak.
Yes.
And, I think I was going through a breakup during that time. Oh yeah, I remember. I was like, oh, come on, the heartbreak came up. But also, my favorite part about the episode, re-listening on my walk, is that I still enjoy walks. I giggled. Every time we giggled in the episode, I was also giggling.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I was talking to my cousin or my best friend. And your question around the superhero, the superhero powers.
Oh, my God, because we were in the, like, was it like the Negro solstice? There was some black, it's like a black solstice happening. But it was really like, it was like all the spiritual folks had, like, you know, been like, this is a really powerful solstice. And then Black Twitter ran with that. I don't even. And so, oh man. Okay. So if you had to, like, reclaim a superpower, what superpower would you be calling in?
Definitely a superpower of play. I think the last time I talked about it was like, I'm an inner child whisperer. I think now definitely a plague priestess, definitely someone who sticks even with chaos and sadness and you play with it. Because when I think of plague, I think like, oh, we're joyful, happy, everything's going good. But like, how do we also play with struggle and pain and sadness and heartbreak?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what about you? How's your superpower transformed?
You know, it's funny. I'm like, I listened to it. I don't remember what my superpower was. And I'm like, it's been a minute. There's been a lot of things going on. I feel like, I feel like I would still want some kind of, like, healing superpower. Some, like connective, like, bringing people together, like, which is, like, a lot of the stuff that I do. I was realizing that, like, yesterday at the Bodacious Saloon, I was like, oh my gosh, like, folks really, yeah, just, it's a really beautiful space to be able to, you know, connect with people and bring people together. And so, yeah, I feel like that as a superpower would be, like something I'd want to amplify, like, even just thinking about, like, I don't know, like, I guess the next level would be, like, knowing how to connect people. Or how to connect with people, which I think is like part empathy, part compassion, you know, like there's some parts there, which I think ultimately like are really about like your own, right? Like forgiveness and moving through the world. Thank you for sharing that and for reflecting with me, for taking it back a little bit. So we're hosting something together soon. Bloom, a healing immersive in Oakland. And I'm really excited. It's actually May 6th, which is, did you know that? It's next week. Did you? You know, I be like day to day. And so when I'm like, oh, this obscure date, I just keep saying the date.
It's not next week.
But then sometimes, you know, you'd be like, oh, the sixth is Friday. You know, it's like the next day. You're like, girl. And so as we're getting ready for this, you know, to host this vessel, this space, this immersive, are there things you're kind of doing to like prepare yourself to be like a guide, facilitator?
I think yes. Playing with colors. This is gonna be like, I've been collecting hip scarves, which is not necessarily.
What does that mean?
Like dance hip scarves.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, if you jiggle with it, I'm gonna bring that.
Okay.
Just because I feel like you need to make noise with your body. And just replenishing myself with the sun and being out in the sun a lot. And just having time to have my own, like, movement practice.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that you're, like, both, like, thinking about what you're collecting and bringing together as, like, offering for space and for folks. And then also, like, your inner, like, cultivation. Which is, yeah, I've been doing a similar, like, grace practice with myself of, like, let's take it, you know, moment by moment. And then also just thinking about like the intentionality of inviting people and like really taking the time to invite people has also been like another thing. I'm like, oh, I just really want to like let people know that this is the space that we're building, you know, intentionally, because it's really important. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm like, I'm so pumped. And I think that's just because we're building what both like what we want to see, what we need, like what like connective spaces we want to offer. Like, I think this is like a really beautiful seed that we're planting, right? Like, we're like, this is the first, this is not the last.
Right. This is a sample.
Yeah. It's a sample. And it's so funny because as I've been talking to folks about like this healing immersive and retreat spaces and, you know, connective spaces, like there's a lot of folks who want to like build around Black women and gender expansive folks, right? You know, like having space for us to be able to take off the mask, to be able to really, like you said, sit with some of the discomfort. And then also like identify, be aware of how we can propel out of it, right? Like how we're like, we're alchemists. Like we are people who are, constantly evolving. And so just thinking about how to really like kind of tap into that. And I love that of like spring energy. So I'm really curious, we're Taurus season right now. I'm trying to think. I'm all like, we're gonna get a little seasonal. I really am curious for you, if there are any people that inspire you on your own journey to bloom.
Yes. I'm stuck on the word alchemist.
Yeah.
I literally made a poem around that.
Yeah, you did.
That inspire me are those that I don't know by name and those who I've never met. Mm. Oh, I get emotional. Oh, my ancestors. Like, I'm like staring literally at a picture of me. Like, on my altar, there's like two of me from last year in Atlanta. I did like a polyamorous yoga class or whatever. I'm just staring at those pictures of me, like, oh, me. But, you know, I am my ancestors. My ancestors are me. And that is what's inspiring me. And I think that I'm thinking about body liberation right now. Because where we move our body, how we move our body is literally freedom. And not to go back to the superpowers, but going back.
That's fine.
I've been considering, like, how am I shape-shifting? Like, I was talking about on my Instagram, like, how... I'm a shapeshifter. Like, I can literally fit in any environment. Like, I am really, like, the sunflower hybrid rose that grew from the concrete. Like, I can go anywhere. and so I guess that's essentially what's inspiring me, is that, like, beyond labels and identities, I am whatever I want to be. I am the essence of everything.
Ooh, can you run that back? I am whatever I want to be.
I am.
Okay. Yeah, no. He took us there. Yeah, but yeah, I think that, like, really touches on worthiness, right? Because I feel like sometimes we get stuck in this, like, you know, the part where the flower is, like, wilting and composting and becoming new, and, like, we can kind of get stuck on, well, am I even worthy of this bloom? Am I even worthy of, you know, whatever shine, whatever is coming this way? And I feel like that's where we can get caught up, you know? And like, oh, okay. is this where we're moving? Is this how we're showing up? And one thing I've really noticed that I appreciate is that there's a lot of mirrors. Like, I see so many folks that I'm, like, so proud of. Like, I'm just, like, so, so proud of doing so many different things. And we're all kind of doing things we've been wanting to do. And so, like, in that space, it's so funny. I've always been, like, kind of terrified of that, of being like, oh, there's never, like, you're never satisfied, or you're, like, on to the next thing constantly. And I've talked about this before. And so really just I've been sitting in celebration, and like, and not just like stagnant sitting in it, but like when things happen, I've been really allowing myself to like celebrate and remind others to celebrate themselves too, right? Because we're so quick to be like, oh, this is how you messed this thing up, or this is how, you know, we're so quick to like really be critical of ourselves in a way that it really just like tears you down, you know, versus being like our biggest cheerleader, right? Like, I was doing some affirmations with my middle school students recently, and they didn't know what affirmations were. And I had just sat with that of like, okay, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. And thinking about what like worthiness practices folks get into, what resonates with them, what doesn't, right? But thinking about how in middle school, personally, I was getting told all kinds of things about myself that I was believing. Because I didn't have any mirrors, you know? It was just kind of like, oh, I'm just here being myself, and being criticized, you know? And so just thinking about how sometimes that criticism becomes, you know, your inner dialogue. Yeah, I'm like, look, I'm like, see the episode of Bashrama for inner narrative. That episode, it's so funny. Everyone's like, that episode. It was really like just thinking about how we can rewrite so many of those things. Chit Chat with Alley Cat is sponsored by Teas with Meaning. Magic is our main ingredient. Teas with Meaning is committed to providing handcrafted organic loose leaf and bottled tea blends. Developed in the heart of Oakland by educator and tea connoisseur Camila Mitchell, a brain tumor survivor and cancer warrior. All ingredients are sourced from Mount Shasta, California, and other farms throughout the world to ensure quality ingredients with various medicinal properties without compromising taste. I love a good cup of tea from Teas with Meaning in the morning or at night when I'm about to go to bed. It's just a warm hug. I recommend you all go get a few bags of tea and, yeah, sip with meaning. I'm curious for your journey, like, how you have held space for yourself as you've had to rewrite different aspects of your journey.
Okay. I'm gonna answer it because you said celebration. I don't really think I heard of celebration practice that you're doing.
Okay, you're like, let's go backwards. Yes, okay, yes. You said give me something tangible. Okay, so wasn't a good example. I love food. and so sometimes it really is as simple as like you rocked this presentation or you held this boundary or whatever, and I'll have some fruit or like just like my little something where I can just like chill, decompress, go on a walk. I have been going on walks too. I think walks have just been super nourishing for me. I've been trying to like hit like at least 2 miles a day. That's like my minimum, but I really want to get to like 4 miles because that just like feels good. But yeah, so like celebration really has been like the smallest things, like just the smallest, like some tea with some honey, like just little things, because I just spent a lot of time being like highly critical and just judgmental, like of myself, right? And so like now I'm just like, oh, we're gonna buy some flowers, or you know, we're gonna.
I texted you the other day. You were like, "I'm out here blowing bubbles."
Yeah,
today? Blowing bubbles.
That was today. You know, blowing bubbles. It's just like little things that I'm like, I'm gonna cultivate this space to slow down. I'm gonna like, I think that's what it is for me. Like the celebrations are the spaces to slow down, and so with my students, you know, it's like, let's eat something. Let's go on a walk and check in, you know. It's like, how do we celebrate the great work that you're doing without, you know, condemning it for what it's not, right? Because we tend to do that. That's like, we're like scarcity minded and we're like, there's not enough of this. And it's like, whoa, let's look at how much we have here. Like, let's see, like, this is pretty beautiful how much we're creating and how we're doing it. And so just thinking about, yeah, how, not just like, basking in a celebration, but thinking about how with that energy, that's momentum, right? Like that's, you know, a space to be able to kind of continue forward. Because there's some like aspects of different work where you just keep going, you keep going, you'll never make it anywhere.
Exactly.
You know, my brother was reminding me that recently. He was like, slow down.
I don't know why, but it's coming up again because I've been thinking about it with people. Like, I think I did say it, but I'm gonna say it again because who cares?
Yeah,
J. Cole said in one of his songs, the truth is you came a long way, the bad news is you went the wrong way. And I don't know why that quote is always with me, because like you just said, like, you could be on your journey and you're going 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 and you're going. And you don't realize that you're emptying out. Mm-hmm. And for me, I love being with like being able to mentor younger folks, because so much has come up and I'm seeing their inner dialogue that becomes stories.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're like, I'm stupid, I'm like, you know. And I'm learning how to balance, let people tell their truth.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, they do think that they're stupid, or they think that, like, I'm struggling to like, keep going back to an ex. And I'm just like, honey, like, I'm in my big girl age, and I'm going, like, same thing. Like, you're almost 15, like, you're, like, that is the struggle. That is the journey. Like, you're allowed to mess up. You're allowed to get messy. You're allowed to break your own heart, and I guess in the hard, hard way that I can literally cry about, allowing myself to break my own heart because I want better. So for me, breaking my own heart means allowing a partner to go, because I realize we're in the same pattern where we're just, our values aren't adding up. Our communication style ain't adding up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a bad person.
Right.
But I'm breaking my own heart because I can stay in the cycle of people pleasing and literally shape-shifting and contorting to where if I just do a little bit more, I can fit here. And it's hurting.
Mm.
It's physically, emotionally, spiritually hurting. And so allowing myself to sit in self-reflection. I will say, because like when I talked to you was 2-3 years ago around like polyamory, what I've learned about that is I need my own solo time with my ancestors, with myself, recharge, and then come back, whether it's a platonic relationship, whether it's with my cats, whether it's with even Mother Nature, because so much noise comes in.
Hmm.
Because I'm a sponge. We're all sponges. So yeah, hope that made sense.
Yeah, it made sense. And I think that, you know, it's like just thinking about like reflection time and space, And also forgiveness, you know, because I think that something you were kind of like pointing to was just thinking about how we forgive ourselves for sometimes accepting less than what we deserve, right? Like thinking about how we don't like attack ourselves for, you know, things we've learned from, right? Mistakes that we're still growing through, ways that we're still growing, honestly, evolving, downloading, right? And so I feel like we're definitely in a season of downloads and shifts and really sitting with where we want to be, how we want to be there, and really being intentional about that, right? Because it's a practice. Yeah. And I think about that, like, with anything, right? Yoga, a practice, yeah. Right? And it's not just a movement practice. And I think a lot of people don't know that. Like, yoga, and for me in the past few weeks, yoga has really been a full spiritual body practice. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's like to not harm myself, not harming others, like holding space for my own self-study. Because, like, you have to think about cycles, right? Like, life happens in cycles. And so thinking about where you were versus where you want to be and what it's going to take to get where you want to be. And that's something that's not easy, right? Because you'd be like, I want to be in a new place. Not be specific, but just say that. And I've done that. I've been like, okay, I want to be new. And things shift. And then you're like, oh my God, wait. Shifts, wait.
Oh, the ground is moving. You know what my therapist told me? I call him house daddy. I call him house daddy. He doesn't know
I'm talking. I was going to say to his face.
He's like, we're going to talk, Momo. This is weird. But he was saying, like, on my clinical journey, your whole, like, the floor underneath you is going to continue to crack and break. Mm. Yeah, I was like, yeah, whatever. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. But it's so true. Like, every day I'm learning something new. I think part of forgiveness that's really hard is the fact you have to place down the bags around being perfect, right? Like, I'm a recovering people pleaser, and I'm a recovering perfectionist. And I think that one thing I can say about, like, mentoring these teens is that, like, I see how hard they are on themselves, right? Those mirrors. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, like, it can be something so small. Like, maybe it's not small to me. Like, maybe it's, damn, I got to be on my test. And they're, like, beating themselves up. It's like, going ham. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, baby, like, how did child? Would you do it to your best friend? No. Mm-mm. Would you do it to your partner? No. Would you do it to your pet? No. And I just put it out there, and they're like, okay. And they kind of settle. They just kind of sit in that. Mm-hmm. And I think that if they can sit in that, I can sit in that, too. Yeah, but yeah, forgiveness, and for forgiveness to happen, part of the process is essentially God getting it right to learn, right?
Yeah. Mm, look, I'm like, we just need to sit with that for a second.
Right.
I'm like, well, I know, we'll take a deep breath in and let it out. Whoo! Yeah, I really love that. And I what I think is going to be really exciting about Bloom is really the invitation for folks to find what nourishes them, you know, to find what pours into them as they're navigating various pathways and journeys, because we all have so many intersecting things happening at the same time, right? Like deep grief mixed with extreme celebration, right? So just thinking about how we navigate that, how we take care, how we hold space, how we really, how we're together, right? How we hold space together. What were you gonna say?
One of my mentors is always just like, when two or more people gather, spirit is present. And so I think that a lot of us, like you said, like a lot of us have our superpowers, but I've been kind of dormant because, you know, the pandemic, the panoramic, and we could do this alone, separate, under a rock, under the sea with SpongeBob, or
not under the sea.
I think the calling is that we're doing it together, mm-hmm. collectively.
Yeah. And I think that that's going to be really beautiful to see folks come together, to gather, to be in space, to really just, call in like these intentions and really this connective healing, right? This collective healing. Remembering that we don't heal in silos, that we don't really grow alone, right? Solitude is valuable. I love my students because they're really like wise. And really someone said like, you know, yeah, I love my solitude, but I also love being with people. And so I just balance that out of where I want to be and when I want to be there, you know? And I feel like that's an important thing for us to be able to have the space to know we have folks in space to be able to like reflect and communicate what we need, right? To be able to be like, I need this space. I need this time. I need this reflection. And there's something that I wanted to ask you that's like very, look, I'm like, it's very bloom. Oh man, not me looking for it. Mercury is really, I've just been blaming everything on Mercury, but I haven't been able to find anything on all my technology this week. I'm like, not everything being everywhere, but I'm also everywhere. And so,
the breed of chaos.
Yeah. But you know, I think that's what I was going to say. Has there been something that you do that's really grounding for you? Like, do you have like a morning or bedtime routine that like really just brings you back to you?
I made a playlist called Reciprocity.
I heard that.
And I sent it to people I love. Yeah. And one of my homies was like, oh, like you're literally manifesting like the people you want in your life. And I didn't think of it like that, a manifestation tool. So I play that in the rising. I've been going on my hot girl walks, like to call them.
I love that. Do you wear like an outfit? I had a question about the hot girl walk.
I could do that, but
I was like, are we dressing up?
Just like flipping, like moving my hips, you know, just sometimes even twirling in the street, like just random things at 6 a.m. I'm doing. Like, I don't care who's watching me. But yeah, that and I love, back to you, nourishing yourself. I love cooking. Like, that is literally the goal because I will forget to eat, right? So, like, cooking, I'll put on a hip scarf. I'm, like, cooking, dancing, twerking. Like, I'm about to get this food going. You know, put an extra sauce in it energetically. That's what I've been doing to ground myself. And also the one thing I did make for the New Year's resolution is to water my body. Because I'll be out here, you know.
Come on, Scorpio.
So, like, if I feel disconnected, literally taking time, it could be 30 minutes to an hour, rubbing body butter into my skin, looking at, like, different things. Like, oh, that's a scarf. I have a skateboard. I was a skateboarder in a past life. I started being like, thank you, punk rock self. Thank you.
You said, I love you, punk rock mama.
You're right. I mean, so that's what I do for myself.
I love that. I practice, so I was telling you, I like spent some time in Paris, and during my time there, it was really just like restoration, rejuvenation, and I had this practice of a morning cup of tea and an afternoon cup of tea, and it's so funny because, I mean, I just was like, I'm going to keep this practice. I'm just going to keep doing this, you know, having like a nice tea just to kind of like, you know, ground me and simmer, and one in the afternoon just to like kind of bring that warmth back. And that's been really like sweet. It's been like a nice moment to like remind myself to slow down, because like I really drank the tea. Like, you know, it's not just like you make it and then forget it on the counter, which like when things are moving the way things have been moving in my life, that's the thing that could happen. Actually, I think it did happen this week. But again, the forgive ancestors. And the forgiveness is just like me being like, you know what, girl, we're gonna get it tomorrow.
I'm so curious. Is like, do you, is it a certain flavor or is it whatever you're feeling?
Okay, so on the trip, my morning teas went between like a teas with meaning blend. It was a Fruitvale blend and chamomile. And chamomile, just because I wasn't sure how my allergies were going to act up out there. Lately, it has been chamomile because the allergies this past few weeks have been, they've been doing a lot. And then I really like the Trader Joe's Moroccan mint. So I just have like a little mint tea in the afternoon. And that feels just kind of like a reset, like an afternoon rejuvenation. Like, okay, we're in this next, like, half of the day. But I'm not really, like, a coffee person. I'm not really, like, you know, so that feels like a nice way of, like, beginning the day. So, like, before I'm on any meetings or anything, like, that's how I start it. And then, yeah, like, in the afternoon. And sometimes before I go to bed, I'll get, like, a bedtime tea going. Especially, like, when I can't sleep. There's a really nice wildflower blend that I like. That's helpful just for going to sleep and just tranquility. And I also do bedtime stretches. I like to do some, like, bed yoga before I really go to sleep. I have a lot of, I don't know, I'm, like, very aware of how my spine is like, placed, especially when I lay down. And so I just have to, like, wiggle everything out. Like,
literally.
Yeah, I'm like, it's definitely like a wiggle. It's like some like some cat cows, a lot of like hip circles, like just seeing like where tension could be in my neck, just like that like body check in before I go to sleep. Because yeah, like sleep is just really important to me. I think it's because I've had a lot of insomnia in the past. And present, it vacillates, but I've just been really aware of, like, how I prepare to go to sleep, which I feel like a lot of folks don't know about, like, sleep hygiene and, like, all the things you, like, just, like, not being on your phone an hour before you go to sleep, because of the light, the screen, like, it just activates a different part of your brain, and even, like, not doing work where you sleep, because your brain associate that place with the work. And so just thinking about, yeah, how I just sleep in my bed. I'm like, this is a sleep place. But yeah, I feel like that is a practice that, I don't know. I think a lot of folks have their own practices. I mean, there's some other ones, but I appreciate, you know, us calling that in and thinking about it, because I feel like those are the things, at least for me, that are, like, recentering, refocusing, even in the midst of any type of chaos or shifts or change. Like, how do you become a constant, you know?
Come on.
Yeah.
Ooh. I definitely like the tea before anything, your rising and your setting rituals.
I know, yeah, because it happens either, like, in the afternoon or at night. And in my mind, it's kind of, like, the second phase of the day. Like, that's kind of I'm like, this is phase one. This is phase, yeah, like, we're in a new chapter. After the tea, it's a reset. But, yeah, I'm just really excited for this event. I'm also really just grateful for you. I, like, reflecting on that first episode, I was just like, we have really expanded and explored so many different aspects of who we are in that time. And I feel like what's really dope about our connection is that it's just gotten, like, we've just been able to, like, nerd out and geek out over more stuff.
The brain.
You know, like, that makes me really happy. And I'm looking forward to part two, three, four, whatever we decide to do next, wherever we do it. And I think that, it will be just such a beautiful space. Third Eye Soul Kitchen in Oakland, May 6th. I think folks should just reach out to us, though, if they're curious.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Okay, before we end, though, I have one more question.
Okay.
What is your wish or your dream for Bloom?
Wish or a dream? Oh, you're so dramatic. Okay. Wish or dream for Bloom? I feel like back to my little superpower, it really makes my heart swell when people, like, can see themselves and connect with other people who see them. And so I think my hope, dream, wish is that we get into a space of really caring, thoughtful, creative beings who are really aware of themselves and, like, knowing where they want to be, how they want to be there. And it just being kind of like us being able to answer each other's call, you know, and like this, like you said, reciprocal way, right? Like where we feed each other, where the conversations feel nourishing. Yeah. What about you? What's your hope, wish, dream?
My hope, wish, and dream is, I guess my mind goes to how I want people to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm imagining is, like, people just laughing. Like, the deep soul cackle laughs. That's kind of ugly laugh.
Yes.
Like, a cute laugh. Like, we're just giggling. We're blowing bubbles. We're dancing.
Yes.
We're just literally embodying, like, the rainbow of flowers. Like, that's what I want. I just want people to be able to feel so comfortable that they can, like, just get rooted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I love that because it's like to be rooted is how you connect, right? Like to be like, and I feel like a lesson I've been learning is like, how do you connect when you feel uprooted? How do you connect when you feel like a little like everywhere, right? And how do we offer each other and ourselves more grace in those processes? Like, how do we hold that? So I love that. I'm yes. I'm like, we are connected. My shirt actually says, friends support, friends growth. This is coming from LaRussell Good Company.
And, okay.
You see the little, it's the sun, the little flowers. Yeah. And so I think that's, we remind each other, like, remember, you need more, you need new soil. Remember, you need water. You hit me today. Like, I hope you have some water. I hope you eat. I was like, I'm blowing bubbles.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's not a solo process. It's definitely community, collective. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Momo. And I appreciate you. And I'm so excited for all of the future iterations of podcasts to come. And, you know, who knows? The next one might be like another country.
Who knows?
You know.
But it's happening to find out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Chit Chat with Alley Cat. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and share with your networks.